St. Marie among the Hurons in Midland wrapped up its 23rd year of the First Light event last weekend, running from November 16 to December 2. It's becoming known as a must-see annual holiday event, with a lineup of family activities and live musical performances, amidst the glow of thousands of candles after dark. A popular stop on the self-guided tour of the grounds was a candle-making demonstration, using beeswax. On Saturday, the final night of First Light, folk musician Doug Fever entertained with his guitar and songs. Chris Walzer put on an interactive show with hand drums and stories in a longhouse, teaching people the art of indigenous drumming, with visitors joining in themselves on drums. Walzer, originally from Christian Island, now living in Orillia, said after his performance, "I love putting a smile on people's faces, and allowing them to enjoy the drum. It's very important to show what we know, so giving back to the community, and sharing that knowledge, is very important," he added. Michaela Lefebvre, the marketing and media relations coordinator for St. Marie among the Hurons, said attendance numbers were back up to where they were in 2019, with well over 12,000 people passing through the gates over 9 nights during First Light.